Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 237 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. I got my bird cap on today. I'm really excited for this conversation. Not only is he off to a great start in the 2024 season, I hear he's an awesome dude and fun, and we share some of the same interests. Colton Cowser of the Baltimore Orioles, it is good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you all for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. All right, so we just got late notice. Somebody walked into our offices at John Boy Media and said, did you know that Colton Cowser is a huge fan of building Legos? Please tell me this is true.
Yeah. That's something that Gunner and I picked up on. And we built kind of a project, like a race, the past, since I guess 2022. And we started back up, went to the Lego store and got our big project, and we're starting that up here this year.
Okay, what's the big project?
It is the Star Wars Venator.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the Venator.
Oh, how many pieces is that thing?
That one's the Millennium Falcon from 2022. That thing was like 7,500, I think.
Okay.
So this one is like, honestly, I'm not quite sure. Maybe like 5,000. It's 5,000 plus, I think.
Okay. So what, like, when do we do this? You're not going to take it on a road trip. It's got to stay at the home base. So what?
Yeah. So it's pretty much just like post game, kind of use it as like a decompression, get back from the game and just kind of start building, take your mind off things.
So wait a second. You guys are roommates?
No, we're not roommates. We're not roommates. We each individually got one, but we kind of do it as like a race, I guess you could say. Like, I won the first year technically because he got called up in 22, so he couldn't build it, but I did. And then he won last year kind of because I moved a little bit. But this year, hopefully, we're both in the same spot for the entire year, so it'll be a true test of who builds it first.
Are you guys ever in the same room when you're building against one another?
No, we try not to. Sometimes I'll check on his progress when I'm at his apartment, see where he's at.
Is shit talking appropriate in the world of Lego?
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. Usually picks up closer to when someone's about to finish.
Okay. All right.
So,
can I let you in? Like, I have two sons that are 23 and 18, and the youngest one, he and I, this is how we bond. One of the many ways we bond. We build Legos together. So I just want to kind of show off a little bit of what I've got going here.
Okay. Oh, Bowser, huh?
Bowser was a fun one.
I love
this. We just finished the last one from Back to the Future, the DeLorean.
Yep. I've seen that one.
And then hopefully our amazing producer Rob Scirocco can pull up. This is the biggest one that we've done, which is the Man.
Oh, that one's awesome.
Yeah. Have you done that one?
No, Gunner and I kind of stuck to, like, we've done a lot of Star Wars ones, just because we're both big Star Wars guys. And, but I like the stadium ones. I wanted to build the Coliseum one, just because I thought that one was pretty cool. But he's gotten the only one he's gotten that's not Star Wars. He has the Hogwarts train, the big train. I don't know if he's built that one yet, though.
Okay. You want to give me one more? Because, like, I buy one of these every year for the holiday season. And so that's what we do during his several weeks off. But now that he's graduating and he's off to college next year, I think I got to get him one for high school graduation. So I'm willing to take suggestions here.
Yeah. I don't know what his interests are.
He's across the board. Anything that's fun.
I mean, if you want to go big, there's the Eiffel Tower one, but that one's like 4 feet tall.
Wait a second. How many pieces is that thing?
I don't know, but it's pretty tall.
And the other thing is, do I need a do I need a top five signing bonus in order to like afford this thing? Because, you know, I've already got cars. I got stuff.
No. You can splurge a little bit. You know, it's your son.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
What's the price on that? Oh yeah, that's doable. That's doable.
Yeah. I don't know how tall it is. How tall is it? Yeah. See, look how tall that thing is. Yeah.
That's no joke.
Oh, it's no joke.
No.
You gotta have like the thing I'm starting to run into is like, so I built a Razor Crest last year, and I'm starting to run out of room on where I'm putting these in because I'm just storing them at my parents' house because I don't have a house yet or anything. But eventually, hopefully, they go in like a movie room or an office with a bunch of shelves. You can just have a display. Like you have all your sports memorabilia, I would just have Legos behind you.
Yeah, Colton, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I think you're safe to buy a house in Baltimore.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to have to.
I mean, because if not, what are we going to do with all the cow population? I mean, really?
Yeah. I don't know. All of mine are back home in Houston.
Oh.
So I don't even know how. Like, that was something that I've had to do the past 2 years is try and transport these things home.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It's kind of a. Put them in the passenger seat with a bunch of blankets around them.
Very carefully. All right, let's get to the cow thing. I think I saw another video last night of somebody showing up in a cow outfit and a sign. Do you shake your head at it a little bit, or are you like, God, this is the coolest thing ever?
No, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, as long as it's starting to get a little hot now, so I don't want anyone overheating or anything in these cow costumes. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Looking up and seeing people wearing either whether it's cow hats last night or cow costumes. I think it's pretty cool.
The first time you heard the mooing, did you think you were getting booed, or did you were you like, oh, okay, got it?
No, so I got a message before the game, or probably a couple days before. They're like, hey, I think some people are thinking about doing this. Like, you good with it? And I was like, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. But yeah, I guess I'll never know if they're actually booing or mooing. So, you know, it kind of sets me up for the future, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we've got all the milkmen and stuff. Like, do you tip your cap to them when they're tipping it to you?
Yeah. I didn't see them doing that per se. But I definitely saw them before the game, and I gave them a nice little wave and gave them a head nod. I think I like to show a little bit of appreciation.
I mean, shouldn't you? I'm not here to tell your marketing people what to do by any means, personally or team. But shouldn't we have some sort of either milk endorsement or something with Chick-fil-A, like eat more chicken? Something. There's got to be something on the horizon that we can turn this into, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We're a month into the season, so hopefully got to continue to play well to hopefully get one of those things. Okay. You know, that's where my head's at.
Okay, I got it. Do you moo? Do you moo?
No, I don't. But it's funny just because it has progressively gotten louder. Or like anytime I like catch a ball in the outfield or, you know, get a hit, it gets pretty loud. So, I'd like to continue to make the fans do that.
Okay. Were you able to get to this jersey? Somebody, you know, put it out on social media. I guess the person didn't have social media. So have you gotten your paws on this one?
Yeah, I actually saw that. I think my mom actually got in contact with her. I think my mom was wanting to get one. So just because my mom used to be a school teacher. She's retired now. And she would always have like cow decorations throughout her classroom. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I guess this kind of reminds me of. Just, I guess I could kind of like my classroom, not really. But there's people showing up in cow costumes. And, you know, I think that it's kind of cool.
Everybody who watches this show or baseball today knows how much I love my pooch, Sydney. And several months ago, we made a change in her life that has made her the happiest dog around. We got rid of that kibble. We got rid of the canned stuff in part because that stuff, it just ain't food. You know what it is? The farmer's dog. That food is developed with vets. It's made from fresh, real meat and veggies. It's portioned for your dog and delivered right to your door as well. Farmer's Dog, it isn't just fresh, high-quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your pooch and based on their unique nutritional needs. All you have to do is head on over to thefarmersdog.com and you fill out a questionnaire. It takes like 5 minutes. It's basic stuff. It's the age of your dog. It's what breed is it? How much exercise does it get? How often do you feed the dog? And then, as I told you, they send it to you in this awesome box. All the packages are pre-portioned. They go into your freezer. And then about 24 hours before you need one of those pouches, you stick it into the refrigerator. It'll thaw out and your dog is going to be the happiest dog ever. It works for puppies. It works all the way up to senior dogs. It's going to help with their coat. It helps with their breath, which is a big time thing. It helps with their energy levels. Sydney, who just had back surgery back in November, she's prancing around feeling great. Why? Because she's got the farmer's dog digesting in that belly of her. And it doesn't matter if your dog is old or young. It is the time right now where you should change to the farmer's dog. FarmersDog.com/Rose. You're going to get 50% off your first box. That's a big deal. Plus, we got free shipping. It's a big box. You want free shipping. You want half off. TheFarmersDog.com/Rose. Get half off. Your dog at the end of the day is going to turn to you and say, "Rye, rah, roo. Rye, rah, roo." So what did she teach, by the way?
She was a chemistry teacher.
Oh, shit. You got to be kidding
me. Yeah, she was
chemistry?
High school chemistry teacher. Yeah, she was high school chemistry.
Did you have to? Did you have her?
No, she was at a different high school. But she was like a in-house tutor for me.
Did you take AP chemistry?
I did not take AP chemistry. I took just our upper level one, not the one for college credit, but just because I think it was my class was like half and half. It technically was AP chemistry, but I just didn't take the AP test.
Should have. I mean, if you get a 4, you get credit, man.
Yeah, I know. But for my degree in college, I didn't need it. So I was thinking ahead.
Oh, what was your degree in?
It was construction management.
Oh, got it. Okay. It's Sam Houston, right?
Oh, yeah. Sam Houston construction management.
All right. So what's your favorite element on the periodic table?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You can't be the kid of a chemistry teacher and not have, you had to have discussed this stuff with mom. You had to have.
I don't know if we ever really talked crazy about periodic table elements.
You didn't have a periodic table chart hanging out at the house?
I mean, we no, but every time I was in her classroom, there was one in there.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at a periodic table since I was in chemistry, probably.
Okay. What's iron? Quick, what's the thing for iron?
Fe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I got that.
Good.
I mean, I could probably. No, I'm not going to put myself on the spot there, but I could probably name.
Oh, I heard
I could
you.
Name some elements.
Yes.
But I don't. How about this? I could probably name their like lettering.
Let's do it.
Well, you'd have to give me one.
Oh, Christ, I've got to get one of these periodic tables up.
Now that I hype myself up, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Please tell me you got an A in the class.
Oh yeah, I'm a son of two school educators, so there was not much slacking when it came to classwork.
Just because you could hit it 450, that didn't get you out of studying.
No, okay. Especially when my dad was assistant principal in my high school.
Oh, no. At your high school?
Oh, yeah. So he could see class averages and everything. I'd get home. He'd be like, "Hey, why were you below class average on this?" Like,
please, there's no way you could have gotten in trouble either, right?
Like, I didn't. No.
You had to be the perfect kid, didn't you?
I had a little bit of fun just because, you know, I wasn't a class clown, but like, I guess being the assistant principal's kid, the teachers are going to be like, "Hey, your kid is POS to my dad, you know?
So. I love it. I'm trying to think of myself. What element is POS? Got it. Figured that one out. Thanks. True or false? You did not get drafted out of high school.
That is true.
Do we have a reason why? I mean, I saw some stats. You saw you stole 30 bags here last year, hitting over 400, all that. Nobody wanted to give you a shot?
I would say I, you know, I could always kind of hit, but I guess you could say like I wasn't like fully developed. Like I was kind of a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. So like I didn't fill out my body in probably until my sophomore, junior year of college. Still wasn't completely filled out my junior year of college. But you know, I always kind of had a knack for hitting. Yeah. So I think it worked out though.
Hell yes, it did. But at the time when you don't get, you know, you don't get drafted at all. And back then this is pre-COVID, there were all sorts of rounds to be had in.
Mm-hmm.
Were you disappointed to the point where you were like, man, there goes my dream? Or did it just fire you up?
No, I wouldn't say it was like, there goes my dream. I think it was more or less like, I knew I needed to go to college. And I knew that for me to have the best chance of developing into the player I am today, like it was, I needed to go to college. I needed to, you know, take that next step. And, you know, I knew I probably wasn't going to get drafted. I went to a couple of pre-draft workouts in high school, but nothing crazy. And then got to college and, you know, kind of got off on the right foot, and then things kind of progressed from there.
At what point in school did you realize, in college I'm talking about, did you realize like, yeah, I'm going to make it, man?
I'm not going to say I'm going to make it, but I'd probably say get drafted pretty good was probably after my freshman year when I got invited out to the USA collegiate team trials out in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Made the team, was the only like freshman position player on that team with a pretty loaded team. Yeah, I'd say I had a good summer. And then after that was like, okay, like probably got a good chance of getting drafted my junior year. But then we had COVID happen. So then it was
right.
Only got like two and a quarter of college in general. So
who was on that loaded team?
Position player wise, it was Heston Kerstad, Spencer Torkelson, Austin Martin, Garrett Mitchell, Patrick Bailey. Why am I blanking on some names? Probably.
Well, you're talking about
Alika Williams.
I mean, that's a ton of top 10 picks.
Yeah, and then and pitcher wise, it was Reed Detmers. Hold on a second. Why am I blanking? Okay, I'm blanking on one of the guys, but Reed Detmers, Bobby Miller.
Well, that's good enough.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, that's pretty good. Two good ones right there. But Max Meyer.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Cade Cavalli.
By the way, how much fun for you as a freshman to be on this squad?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was just kind of the young guy and went about my business, and it was a lot of fun. We went to Taiwan, we went to Japan, and it was a really good time.
So my son, who's graduating, had a chance to go play baseball in Japan last year for a week. And he came back, and of course he said, "Dad, that was the best week of my life," which sure, yeah, if you're 17, you're hanging out in Japan for a week, not bad. He said, "The brand of baseball they play over there is ridiculous."
It was crazy. It was crazy. Alarms going off, like it was like a bunch of, yeah, it was wild. I don't even really know how to describe it. I'm still thinking about some of these pitchers. Oh, Andrew Abbott.
Hey, good
was
one.
on that staff too. Sorry, that one just popped in my head. I'm sure I'm missing some, but yeah, it was awesome. Like before the game, there's like a fire siren going off and taking the field, and they're yelling the entire time before the game. It was wild.
It's a different atmosphere over there, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to go to a game in the Tokyo Dome, and that was pretty crazy too. It was just constant chatter, like cheerleaders on the dugouts, drums. It was wild.
Sounds amazing. Sounds freaking unreal.
Holy Toledo, it's the bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases full, down three, the crowd's on their feet, and the drama of baseball is real. And so is all the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook. From the first pitch to the final out, DraftKings has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boosts, and so much more. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. So download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code ROSE, and new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code ROSE only at DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/baseball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, so let's hit the fast forward button. You get called up to the show last year, and your first game is at Yankee Stadium. I mean, hello, welcome against the sport's most famous team. You end up getting your knock, getting an RBI in your first game. Did the outfield fans welcome you to the show?
Yeah, I was kind of laser focused there. I didn't even look at that baby face.
I know. Gosh almighty.
Yeah, I got a full beard now. Honestly, I don't remember. There wasn't anything crazy specific there, like that game, just because I was so locked in. I wouldn't even hear if someone was whispering in my ear, probably. You know, there's always people in the outfield that are trying to make themselves known. And for me, it's like, I enjoy it. One, but like, I enjoy whenever the chirps are good, but like when the chirps are bad, I'm like, come on, dude. Like, that was terrible. Come on, you can be better than that.
So where are the best chirps so far?
There's a guy in Kansas City that was kind of funny. I don't remember what there's nothing specific, but he's kind of as a whole was just kind of funny. There's a guy in Anaheim that wasn't very funny. Kind of just got annoying. But Boston was good, of course. Just because in that field, they're kind of right on top of you, especially right there with the monster. Mm-hmm. Every stadium's good, you know. There's never like any malicious attempts, at least that I can hear sometimes.
So you came up last year and you stayed a while, and then they sent you back down in August. It was just like for a lot of young guys, man, it's tough. So I'm curious, when Jackson Holliday came up and he was here and everybody's like, oh, here he is, son of a big time major leaguer, number one prospect. Let's see what he can do. And he gets one hit and then they send him down. Did you have any parting words for him?
No, I haven't. I was kind of letting him get situated down there again, just because I know what that's like. You know, I was going to call him probably today or tomorrow. And I didn't get to see him at the field the day he got optioned. No, I didn't have anything for him, but just because I know what that's like, you kind of want to be to yourself for a little bit. At least I did. But yeah, I haven't spoken to him yet.
Well, we talk a lot on this show in this sport is about dealing with failure, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why you guys are where you are. When you got sent down last year, what was the biggest challenge for you emotionally?
Yeah, when I got sent down last year, it was for me, I wasn't necessarily challenged emotionally. Like, I kind of saw it coming just because we had a couple guys coming back from the IL. I wasn't playing that great. It was kind of the only really obvious move. And so I kind of saw that coming, was kind of prepared. And then I think the biggest challenge for me was when I was in the big leagues last year, I just never really truly felt like myself, I guess you could say. Like, when it came to playing the game, like, it felt like I was always just kind of tense, like, kind of just always not playing like how I normally played. And I didn't know, couldn't put a finger on what it was. So I think when I got sent down, it was like I wanted to figure out what I was doing differently, I guess you could say. And like right when I got sent down, I was like, even just in the outfield, in the batter's box, I was like, okay, like this is how it normally should feel like. So I think the biggest challenge for me was like, okay, like I understand how it feels, how I normally play. Like, now the next step is when I'm next time in the big leagues, like, this is how I want to feel when I'm there. And I think that was my biggest challenge whenever I did get sent back down, was trying to figure out what that was and how to go about it the next time I was in the big leagues.
Do you think it's been easier to handle because you've got so many guys that are your age and are high profile stars coming up to the show, whether it's Adley, Gunnar, Westberg, all these guys, right? I mean, we've known your names for a while. That doesn't happen in this, in the major leagues very much.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. Last year it was good to have those guys around me. One, because, they're really good ball players, but two, they're some of my best friends. Not just in baseball, but just in life. And so it's always good to have that comfortability aspect when you're around those guys. And you don't want to be uncomfortable, I guess you could say. And but not just them, like everyone in the clubhouse is great. Just a bunch of great human beings. And I think that's really beneficial in the sport that we play, is not only having good ball players, but great people that have all been through the same thing. And it just makes it really relatable, and it makes a lot more fun.
How worried are you that Gunnar Henderson's mustache will take away from MVP votes?
I don't think it should take away. I think it should add. I mean,
Really?
guys doing it with the mustache.
The
10
haircut.
home runs in a month.
Oh, I know that. I know
There's
that
still a day left.
it's producing. There's no question. As a guy who, I mean, what are you, 24?
I'm 24.
I mean, you're growing the beard of a 45-year-old who's been living in a tree for several months. That is
Yeah,
impressive.
it need. I mean, Gunnar's mustache is. There it is right there.
I don't know, man.
I don't know where it came from either. That's the thing. He just showed up with a mustache, I think.
You don't think it's like ice cream truck driver sort of creepy?
Oh, that's the situation you're talking about now, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it looks
Okay.
good.
All right.
I think it suits him right now, especially the way he's swinging the bat. I was thinking about going mustache too. So,
Really?
yeah, I can do like a
Fu
situation
Manchu?
here. Yeah, I can do that. I don't know yet, though. We'll see.
I mean, that is pretty thick for 24. Were you the guy that could grow one? Like my youngest son, who's
Well,
18, he's got a full beard. So.
no, so I didn't, I probably couldn't, I couldn't really, I could always grow like a goatee. Then, like, all of a sudden, the cheeks started coming in, and I think that's just a sign from above, because I got some receding hairline action.
Oh, you got power alleys.
Oh yeah, for sure. I've had them since I was 20, and I think it's the Lord letting me know, hey, you're going to be bald here soon, so you're going to have a beard.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys are always wearing ball caps. So the fact, like, I'm more surprised when guys who have played 15 years in the show actually have hair than don't have hair. So it's okay.
Hey, I need to get Brandon Crawford's product.
He's special. He's hair. Elite. He's elite in
yeah,
that.
I mean,
don't ask
hair. Him. He's been doing it for a while. You're like, man, how does he do it?
No. Now you're aiming too high. You need guys who waded through the tough waters and came out to see the other side. Symbolically.
Yeah. I don't know. Everyone's got good hair in our clubhouse, so.
Who's got the best?
Probably Dean Kramer.
Oh.
He's got great hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys seem like a fun, fun group. Hydration station. I'm not Howie Mandel when it comes to germs. I don't know if I could pull it off, though. Do you ever worry a little bit about that?
No, but no one's putting their mouth on it. That's the deal. At least they shouldn't be. I know last year with the Homer hose, there was definitely some mouth on the Homer hose.
Oh,
but this one there hasn't been any mouth on the mouthpieces. So I think we'll be good. And we clean it off. I think. I don't know. Really? I'm not responsible for that.
That's the problem, is that you're all pointing at each other like, whose job is it? Do we need a job wheel chart there? Like whose job is it to sanitize this thing today?
Well, as long as there's no water in it overnight, I think we should be good. Right?
I guess I'm just not a fan. It's why I didn't do beer bongs in college. Like, I'm just not, I need my own beer bong. I need my own hydration.
You need your own personal one. That makes sense.
Can't we put like a name on each one for the day and then clean it off? And if you, I don't know. I'm just having a rough
I don't know, time. But if you see between clips here, you just see me taking a bunch of strikes.
We're not doing that intentionally, by the way. This isn't
I know.
Subliminal message like, hey, Colton, start shaping it up a little bit at the plate here. Oh, man. Are we going to change out the hydration station? Like, do we have a 1 month lease on this thing and then get a new one from Amazon? Because I heard McCann talking about it a little bit.
I don't believe so. Did he say that?
No. So it's here to stay, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think so. I think everyone likes it. It's got some good feedback from the front office too. So I think they were glad to see it come back.
Well, who's responsible for bringing it into the dugout every day?
I'm sure one of the starting pitchers that's not pitching. I'm going to have to ask McCann, though. He's my locker mate, so I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
He showed it to me when he bought it, and I was like, that's pretty funny.
Oh, so you were kind of like the guinea pig. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think the guys will dig it? Sort of deal?
Yeah. Yeah, but I knew it was going to be a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no question.
Also, like the guys that you drive in get to use it too. So
I think that's fun, right?
Yeah. I think we've had one grand slam with it. And so that was cool.
So all four of you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Partied it up?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are in the middle of a series against the New York Yankees. Be honest. Are games against them different than when you play other teams?
Yeah, there's always more, I guess, when you play at home, there's more Yankee fans there. Not more fans than what we have. I'm saying is like, than other road teams.
Yes,
there are more Yankee fans there. But yeah, it's a good series. I think there's a lot of history with the Yankees, and both off to good starts. So I think. It's not really – it is one of those early season matchups, but, every game counts. So, I think we're trying to win as many games as possible. And, it's a four-game set. So, looking to be competitive in each and every game.
Have you had a chance to stand near Aaron Judge yet?
I ran by him yesterday. He's a He's a tall guy. I've you know, I guess I played them twice last year. I was trying to say I haven't really played them that much, but I guess this is my third series against him. But yeah, he's a pretty stout human.
Have you had your did you have your welcome to the show moment last year where you were on the field and you were like, this is pretty cool. I'm doing the same thing as that guy. Or was there a pitcher that you stepped in against where you're like, okay, this is what I dreamt about.
So I guess spring training last year, 2023, you know, I got to face a couple guys that, you know, I kind of grew up watching. And then I say last year we got to play at the Twins place, so like got to talk with like Correa, and then I got to face Garrett Cole. So like just a couple of those Astros guys that I kind of grew up watching when I was in high school, and then getting to play against them, that was kind of like, oh, that's pretty cool. So yeah, I'd say those moments, like last year playing the Astros too, just because it's the only baseball I watched kind of growing up. Honestly, I didn't watch a crazy amount of baseball. But like I knew who those guys were, and that's pretty cool.
So you weren't a huge Astros fan growing up?
Yeah, not like crazy. Like I mean, I would watch the games whenever they're in the playoffs and stuff like that. But yeah, overall I didn't really watch a whole lot of baseball.
Got it. So you didn't have your own trash can at home and were just banging that thing just because you were good.
Yeah, no comment on that.
So does that make you a Texans fan?
I am a big Texans fan, though.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I'm a Cleveland guy. Y'all took it to us in the wild card game. That sucked. That was hard for me. Were
and,
you there?
And we fleeced y'all with a trade, but
yeah.
You know, it's all right, though. We actually don't know that yet, though. We don't know that yet. Deshaun could be back. Healthy year. You know, when he's healthy, that's the arguably the coolest football game I've ever been to was 2019 wild card against the Bills.
Oh yeah, you guys were down like 16-0 against Josh Allen and ended up winning.
Yeah, and that was the loudest sporting environment I've ever been in. It was unreal.
Yeah.
I remember watching Deshaun that game. He was very good.
And then the next week, you guys 24-0 on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Get in line. They were the losing Chiefs, by double whatever. Digits to everybody that year in the playoffs. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's the Chiefs. Whatever. What are you going to do?
So that's like your ride and die team, the Texans.
Yeah. We had a tough couple years. Last year was a lot of fun, though. I went to like four games in the offseason. But yeah, I'm excited for this year.
Hell yes, you should be. I mean, yeah. CJ Stroud, that was arguably the greatest rookie season we've ever seen by a quarterback.
Yeah, it was pretty unreal. Yeah, I think especially with D'Amico coming in, he just completely changed that environment as a whole and kind of got the city excited about Texans football again. So,
all right. I know you got to get to work, but I do want to finish with this. I think you took too much crap for throwing the ball in the fountain in Kansas City. I just want to say it. Like, how the hell are you supposed to know how many saves Craig Kimbrell has?
Well, we're showing the clip again.
Yeah, Robbie's getting you today.
Yeah. I got the ball back. Tried drying it out for as long as I could, gave it to him. But yeah, that was pretty dumb of me, I will say.
But you didn't know. Did you know how many saves he had?
No, I didn't know the specific amount, but even like when we were at home, I was sitting there like in the outfield and I was like, oh, like, you know, Kimbrel's got a lot of saves. I should probably hold on to the ball no matter, you know, if I get the last out. And I think, yeah. Then the next week I got a ball and Threw it in the fountain. I'm just glad. I will say, I'm glad I went to the fountain rather than to a person, because if it went to a person, there's no way I was getting it back. Yeah.
That's a second contract negotiation.
Yeah, that one
Not a
would have
rookie
been
deal.
probably a lot more costful
Yeah.
for me.
How'd you dry the ball off?
So I used just a hairdryer
You did not.
in the hotel, but I didn't use the hot air. I used just the cold air because I didn't want the leather to shrink.
Is that the first time you have let
No,
it
I
dry up?
don't. Probably not first. I was surprised how quickly the ball sank, though,
Yeah.
which was crazy to me, but it's all right. Need to make it up to him somehow.
Well, I think we're fortunate there are nice people in Kansas City that, somebody helped you get, you didn't dive in and go get
No, I kind of wanted to though.
it.
But I don't think that was allowed. But they had a skimmer, like a net,
Yeah.
and they saw it, and then they grabbed it with that.
And
So
you left the home run you hit into the other fountain thing.
yes, that deservingly so.
That one has done the
No one has
Titanic there.
perished.
Yeah, that one is at the bottom. That's
Yeah.
a tank, by the way, brother. Just want to let you know.
Got that one pretty good. We're gonna need to bust out a couple of those swings this week.
Okay, good. I
Let's
feel
get
it.
back on track here.
Well, you will. You will, because I'm just telling you, like, ever since Logan Webb came on the show, he's a regular here on the Rose rotation. I don't think he's given up a hit in like three starts. I just want to tell you. So this is good stuff
Hey,
for you.
we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
I think it'll work out just great for you. Continued success up there. It's been a blast watching you do your thing, and the Orioles are a tremendous, tremendous story. And now I really love you because of the whole Lego thing. So I'm gonna go buy something for you, and maybe I'll send you a photo. All right?
All righty. Well, I appreciate y'all having me on. It was a
Absolutely.
blast.
This was fun, Colton. Thank you so much for our amazing producer, Rob Scirocco, who will find all sorts of images of Colton Cowser taking called strikes, and for Colton Cowser of your
Yeah, I
Baltimore Orioles.
appreciate that one, Rob.
I am Chris Rose. We will see you next time here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.